Chapter 5. Masao Gono, 65, retired. I became 65 on the last day of September. After 42 years, it was also my last day of work. I was retiring. I was the manager at an office. I did not do great things, but I did not make big mistakes either. I was just a manager. On the day I left, I was given some flowers and a thank you for my hard work. I was happy to leave. I took one last look at the office and thought, what am I going to do now? When my daughter, Chie, was young, I was always too busy to spend the weekends with her. She is an adult now and has her own apartment. In the 6 months since I left my job, I have learned three things. One is that 65 is not as old as I thought. This was a surprise. Second, I have nothing to do. I like drinking a beer in the evening and watching television on Sunday evening, but I'm not excited about anything. The third thing is that now I don't have a job, I'm invisible. Talking to people was a big part of my day. When I left, I noticed that all my relationships were with my colleagues. I had no real friends. I'm sitting in front of the television when my wife, Yoriko, arrives home from work. "Did you bring in the clothes from outside?" she asks. "Sorry," I say, "I forgot." She smiles, steps outside, and hands me the clothes through the door. When Yoriko asks me to do something, I always forget. I'm not sure how to do housework, but Yoriko never gets angry at me. "I got you this," she says today, pulling a piece of paper from her bag. It has "Go class" written at the top. It's for a Go class at the library. Yoriko teaches a computer class at the library every Wednesday. She's very good, and her students love her. "I've never played it," I say. "It'll be good for you," she says. So, Yoriko thinks that I should play Go. About 20 years ago, I decided to learn English. It was difficult, and I remember thinking that, after 40, it was too late to learn anything, and I quit. So maybe learning Go will be a good thing. On Monday morning, I go to the library and find the class. There are a few people there already. An old man sitting at the back calls out to me.
"Mr. Gono, your wife has told me about you," he says, smiling. "I'm Mr. Yakita."
"Thank you for letting me join your class," I say. It feels strange talking with someone about something that isn't my job. He invites me to sit down with him and explains how to play Go. I listen carefully.
"Your wife is wonderful," he says suddenly. "I'm jealous of you. She's funny and intelligent. I'm divorced. A lot of people divorce after retiring. You don't leave the house to go to work anymore, so you're both home all day." This man likes to talk, I think. I don't know what to say, so I just smile.
"Even my clothes made my wife angry," Mr. Yakita says. "I was surprised when it happened, but I think divorcing was the best thing to do."
After the class, I'm still unsure about how to play Go, maybe because Mr. Yakita kept speaking about his divorce. I decide to check the library and walk toward a young girl who is holding some books.
"Hello," I say. "Do you have any books about Go?"
The young girl smiles at me and points toward the office on the other side of the room. My name is Nozomi, but if you need any recommendations, the librarian is in the office. Her name is Sayuri Komachi.
I smile back and enter the office. Then I stop. A very large woman is sitting behind a desk. She is busy doing something with her hands, which continue to move without stopping. When I look closer, I can see that she is felting. Next to her is an orange box. It's a honeydome cookie box made by Kuremiado, the place where I worked for so many years.
"What are you looking for?" the librarian says, looking up quickly.
What am I looking for? I think. A new way to live? I would like a book about Go. I tried it for the first time today, I reply. Ms. Komachi puts the felting needles into the cookie box.
Go is a very interesting game, she says. Each game makes you think about life and death.
That doesn't sound fun, I think. I thought games were fun. Maybe it's not the right game for me then, I say. Then I point at the cookie box, trying to change the topic. Do you like these? I ask. They're Kuremiado cookies. I worked there until I retired.
Ms. Komachi's eyes open wide, and she begins smiling.
Thank you, she says. Thank you for these wonderful cookies.
That's nice of you to say, but I don't work for Kuremiado anymore, I say sadly. I feel like retiring from my job has been the same as retiring from life. When I was working, I wanted more time for life. Now that I have time, I don't know what to do with it. I didn't mean to say all of that, but I feel able to tell this huge, warm woman what I'm really feeling. Ms. Komachi turns to her computer, begins typing, and then hands me a list of books. Most are about playing Go, but the last one is called Frogs and Others by Shinpei Kusano. Before I can ask why it's on the list, Ms. Komachi reaches into her desk and pulls out a felted red crab.
It's a free gift, she says.
Okay, I say, but I don't really understand. After dinner that evening, I look at the books that I borrowed from the library. First, I look at the books about Go. I know that I wanted them, but they are boring. The book that I find interesting is Frogs and Others. On the front is a picture of three frogs sitting by the river. I turn the pages until I find something about poetry. The writer recommends copying poetry so you can enter the life of the poet. Then he recommends writing your own poetry. This makes me laugh. I could never do that. But I can copy someone else's poetry, and it's easier than learning Go. I take some paper and find the poem, Song of Spring, which is about a frog. Then I copy it onto the paper with my pen. I don't understand the poem very much, but I'm enjoying what I'm doing. Maybe it is more difficult than learning Go. The next afternoon, Yoriko and I go to a store called Eden because Yoriko knows a student from her computer class who works there. When we arrive, we find Tomoka, who is very happy to see us. She looks around 20 years old and seems to really enjoy her job.
Your wife has helped me so much,
Tomoka says as Yoriko tries on some clothes. I don't think that I help her very much, I reply. Since I retired, I'm always home and wear indoor clothes all the time. I can't even cook. And suddenly, I think about Mr. Yakita and divorce.
Tomoka thinks for a few seconds, and then, with a big smile, she says,
"Why don't you try making rice balls?"
"Rice balls?" I say. "Do you think my wife would like that?"
"Yes," Tomoka says, still smiling.
"Is that because your boyfriend made you rice balls?" I ask. Tomoka's face turns bright red.
Suddenly, Yoriko's phone rings.
"It's Chie," she says, coming back to us. "She has that book that I want."
We say goodbye to Tomoka, and we walk back to the car. Chie works at Meishin Books. Chie walks toward us when we arrive and points to lots of cards and books on the shelves.
"I made that display," she says.
"It looks great," Yoriko says.
"Thank you," Chie replies. "It's really important and helps sell more books."
She really loves her job, I think.
"You came to get the book, right?" Chie says to Yoriko.
"Yes, and I want some magazines too," Yoriko says as she walks toward a different area of the shop.
"Where are your poetry books?" I ask Chie suddenly, without thinking.
Chia's eyes grow wide.
"Poetry books? By who?"
"Shinpei Kusano," I say.
"I like him too," she says. "There was one poem about a frog."
"Song of Spring?" I say.
"Yes, that's it. Well done, Dad," she says.
"I don't understand his poems much," I say.
"You don't have to worry about understanding poetry," Chie says. "Just enjoy the feeling or the sound of the poem as you read it."
Yoriko arrives back. "This looks great," she says, holding up a magazine. "I want the gift that comes with it."
I remember the gift that Miss Komachi gave me, and I pull it out of my jacket pocket.
"A crab!" Chie shouts.
"Would you like it?" I say.
She takes it in her hand, looking pleased. I smile. If a felted crab can make her happy, then she is still a child. After we arrive home, I read the poem, The Song of Spring, again. I still don't understand everything, but I'm enjoying the feeling and the sound of the poem.
Then I start reading one called Window, which is quite long. I read the lines, "Waves draw close, waves pull back, waves draw close, waves pull back." If the poem is called Window, why is it talking about waves? I copy the poem onto some paper and read it again and again.
The next day, a box arrives full of flowers from Yoriko's family.
"These are lovely," Yoriko says. "Let's give some of them to Mr. Ebigawa to thank him for helping me with my bike yesterday."
Mr. Ebigawa is the manager of the building that we live in. He looks after the apartments and anything that is broken. I pick up the flowers and walk toward his office. The manager's office is larger than it looks from the outside. I can see Mr. Ebigawa through a large window.
A window.
I think about the poem. Mr. Ebigawa is watching something on a computer, but he looks up when I call his name. He opens the door, and I hold the bag of flowers out to him.
"Please have these," I say, to say thanks for the bike.
"Thank you," Mr. Ebigawa replies.
"Why don't you come in?"
I like Mr. Ebigawa and think that he is an interesting man. I don't know him very well, but he always wears the same hat every day. I ask him about his job, and he tells me some things about being a building manager. As he speaks,
I see people coming in and out through the large window. Window, waves draw close, waves pull back. Day after day, people are coming and going.
I'm retired, I say. I did the same job for so many years, and now I do nothing.
I've had many different jobs, Mr. Ebigawa says. I was a cleaner, and I worked in an office. I had a bicycle shop, and I also had an antique shop.
An antique shop, I say.
Mr. Ebigawa smiles. I didn't make any money, but I enjoyed it. I had to close the shop because someone who I borrowed money from thought that I couldn't pay them back. The police asked me a lot of questions, and my customers stopped coming.
I shake my head.
But the police were just doing their job, Mr. Ebigawa continues, and I didn't tell my customers what was happening.
I stop shaking my head. He's right.
It was sad, but there was a high school student who often came to the shop. He's now opening his own antique shop. My shop didn't work, but it's great that it inspired someone else.
I look down at the ground.
I've never inspired anybody, I say.
Mr. Ebigawa looks into my eyes.
This is how I see it, Mr. Gono. Everybody has a place in the world.
I don't really know what to say, but it's true. Waves draw close, waves pull back, I think. People are coming and going. The next day, I visit Meishin Books and see Chie holding some books. When I call out to her, she smiles.
What's this? I say, pointing to a sign behind her. Did you make that too?
Yes, it's for The Pink Plane Tree by Mizue Kanata. It's a great book. It's going to be a movie, she says.
She always looks so happy when she's talking about books.
Did you want to look at some more poetry? She asks.
No, I just wanted to ask you something, I reply. I hear books aren't selling that well anymore, and that they are disappearing. Is that true?
No, stop it. Bookshops and books will always be necessary. People need them.
I'll never allow them to disappear from the world, Chia says. I'm sorry. I know you care about your work. You're better than me, I say. I never did anything important.
She shakes her head.
Dad, you worked in the same place all your life. That's great. Everybody loves Kuremiado cookies.
I remember Ms. Komachi saying the same thing. But I didn't make them. I reply,
I've never sold a book that I've written myself, Chia replies. But I can sell a book that I think is good. It isn't enough to have one person writing something. Many people help to publish a book, and I'm happy to be one of them.
Chia and I have never talked about work like this before. When did she become an adult?
I didn't make the cookies, but like Chia, I believed in them and worked hard to sell them. I had a place. This thought makes those 42 years seem okay.
I just remembered, she says, reaching into her bag. I love that you're reading Shinpei Kusano, so I bought it.
Chia pulls out Frogs and Others and looks through the pages, stopping at one poem.
I really like this poem. It's called Window. I think that it's different from the others.
I'm pleased to know that we like the same poem.
I don't understand why it's called Window, I say.
In my mind, he's at a hotel, and when he opens the window, he can see the sea. Maybe before he could only see the room, and it was his first time seeing the sea after opening the window. It's like he suddenly discovered a world outside waiting for him.
Chia sees the poem differently from me. Her understanding is more positive. Only Shinpei Kusano knows what he actually saw. But each reader can have their own understanding, which is a good thing. When Chia puts the book into her bag, I see the felted crab and smile.
I love it, she says, seeing my face. Do you remember doing the crab race together when I was in school?
The crab race? I ask.
You don't remember? She says, laughing. It was a race for parents and children. We had to walk to the side like a crab. We finished last.
Yes, now I remember. We did, I say, laughing too.
He said that walking like a crab makes the world look bigger and wider, Chia says. So now, when I don't know what to do, I try to see the world like a crab.
I feel like I'm about to cry. For so long, I've worried about my relationship with Chia and how I was always working and not spending time with her as a child. But life is not a straight journey. It is much wider than you think. A few days later, I go back to the library. I walk toward the office and find Ms. Komachi felting. She stops when she notices me and looks at the paper bag in my hands. It has Kure Miyado written on it. I brought you a gift, I say.
Thank you very much,
Ms. Komachi says, taking the cookies from me.
Can I ask something? I say.
How do you choose the gifts that you make?
Inspiration, she says.
I don't understand.
People find their own meaning in the gifts, Ms. Komachi says. It's the same with books. Readers understand things differently.
I know now that every day is as important as the next day, and that everybody has their own place in the world. On a sunny afternoon, I meet Yoriko at the library. She's teaching in the morning, and we are going to have some lunch after her class. We sit down together in the park, and I show her the rice balls that I have made for her. Yoriko is very surprised when she sees them. Seeing her face makes me happy, too. I have a list of things that I want to try now. I want to cook more. I want to learn English. I even want to try felting. I plan to enjoy every day and look at the world in a wider way, like a crab. Penguin Readers, What You Are Looking For Is in the Library, Michiko Aoyama, Level 4. Retold by Kirsty Law. Illustrated by Rowan Eason. Series Editor, Sarl Pitts. Read by Hanako Footman. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2026.